Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today is April the 20th, 2022, and we just want to thank God today for allowing us to be here. We're just excited to be here this morning on this prayer line and just giving God all the glory. Father God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you have blessed us with a gift this morning, Lord God, a gift of life, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we are so thankful this morning, Lord God. We are honored, Lord God, just to be in your presence this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for our families, Heavenly Father, for waking our families up, Lord God. Lord God, giving us the chance of another day, Lord God, another day to do things better, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for your holy anointing, Lord God, to anoint our day, Father God. We ask you in the name of Jesus to anoint our minds, Lord God, anoint our hands, Father God, anoint our feet, Father God, that everywhere we go, Lord God, that will be ordained for us, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just worship you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you today for salvation, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are just honored, Lord God, that we know you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, that we have an opportunity, Jesus, Lord God, to be in right standing, Lord God, with you. Lord God, we just give you all the praise this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you for the victory, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, that we can be overcomers, Lord God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord God, so we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in my family's life, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for my children, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. We're just praying for one another, Lord God, uplifting each other, Lord God. Lord God, praying for each other, Lord God, praying each other into the kingdom, Lord God. Lord God, for those that family members, Lord God, that we've been praying for, our friends, Lord God, that we've been praying for, Lord God, I pray today, Lord God, that they receive some type of solution today, Lord God, to whatever issue and problem that we've been praying for them for, Lord God. I pray for my sister, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that she's mourning her son, Lord God, both of my sisters, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I pray for their strength in the Lord today, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I pray for my Aunt Betty's strength in the Lord today, Lord God. And Lord God, there's so many others, Lord God, that's going through, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for their strength, Lord God. I pray for Carla and her strength, Heavenly Father. Lord God, there's so many issues, Lord God. Lord God, that we just don't even know about, Lord God, that each other is going through, Lord God. I just pray for everybody's strength today, Heavenly Father, Lord God, because we know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Lord God, that you do not change, Lord God. So we know that you're good today. You'll be good tomorrow, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your righteousness, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for just being, Lord God, who you are, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the compassion that you have upon us, Lord God. Lord God, that you gave your only son, Lord God, that we will have life, Lord God, and life more abundantly, Heavenly Father. So I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for turning us around and giving us a new direction today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you be the lamp of our footsteps, Lord God, guiding us today, Lord God, guiding us every day, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will keep us, Lord God, keep us focused on you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Heavenly Father. So, Lord God, help us to lean on you and not into our own understanding, Jesus, Lord God. But, Lord God, to pray about everything, Lord God. And, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to just, Lord God, to do your will, Heavenly Father. Help us to be doers of the word, Lord God, and not just hearers of the word, Lord God. Lord God, help us to do your will today, Lord God. Help us to pray for one another, Lord God. Lord God, we never know what the next person is going through, Lord God, so we're praying for those, Lord God. We're praying for those that are incarcerated, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're praying for those that may be depressed, Lord God, and going through, Heavenly Father, and just don't know how to find their way, Lord God. We're praying for them, Lord God. God. We pray for their strength today, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for my sisters, Lord God. I pray for my nephew, Lord God, and nieces, Lord God. I pray for Sierra, TJ, Jadon, King, and Heavenly Father, Lord God. I pray for Denver and Dallas, Heavenly Father. Lord God, that the anointing of Jesus Christ be upon their life, Lord God, every day of their life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for my family, Lord God. I pray for my parents, Lord God. I pray for their health, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you bless their health, Lord God, and Lord God, just to keep them going, Lord God, and keep them motivated, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the families, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for each and every family on this prayer line, Lord God, and each and every marriage, Lord God, that's attached to this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for the unity, Lord God, of the family, Lord God, that you will keep the family together, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the victory, Lord God, that we have in you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that our heart is filled with joy, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to remove all fear, Lord God. Lord God, set us free from all fear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the grace, Lord God, that you've given us today, Lord God. Lord God, the grace that you've given us, Lord God. You said the grace and mercy endures forever, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for renewing us, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. As we go about our day, Lord God, help us to be renewed by the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, you alone are worthy, Lord God. You alone are worthy, Lord God. And we just thankful, Lord God. We are grateful, Lord God. Lord God, we know that if there's anything in our life that's hindering us, Lord God, we ask you to remove it today, Lord God. Anything that's hindering, Lord God, our relationship with Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we asking you to remove it today, Lord God. Lord God, we want to experience you today, Lord God. Lord God, we want to experience you today like no other day, Lord God. Lord God, we're expecting something great today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, it's a privilege, Heavenly Father, just to be in your, Lord God, in your presence, Lord God. Lord God, it's a privilege, Lord God, just to know you, oh Lord. Lord God, for you are wonderful, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to touch each and every life, Lord God, every situation, Lord God, on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we are more than victors today, Lord God. We pray victory is ours. Victory is ours in every situation, Lord God. We're just going to claim it today, Lord God. Lord God, that you will use us, Lord God, as vessels, Lord God, to confess your glory, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be a worthy vessel today, Lord God. Lord God, that's my prayer for today, Lord God, to be a worthy vessel, Lord God, to be able to hold the Holy Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to bind any strong attacks of depression and frustration, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, for those, Lord God, that may be frustrated, Lord God, depressed, Lord God, downtrodden, Lord God, we pray for those today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that we will receive good news, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Good news, Lord God. Good news today, Lord God. Good news this month, Lord God. Good news every day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you anoint our tongues, Lord God, in prayer, Lord God, that we will receive a breakthrough, Lord God. Lord God, any stubborn situation, Lord God, has been causing us anguish, Lord God, or depression, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you give us a solution to that today, Lord God. Lord God, for we know that you are our Father, Lord God, which art in heaven, Heavenly Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just pray right now for a breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, to open our eyes, Lord God. We ask you to shift the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus in our favor, Lord God. So any stubborn situation, Lord God, we receive a breakthrough today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything trying to take us backwards, Lord God, and we nullify it today, Lord God. Anything that's trying to take us back to our past, Lord God, or anything that's trying to take us back to the way we used to think, Lord God, and the things we used to do, Lord God, we nullify it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we cast it down, Lord God. We cast down anything in high places, Lord God. Lord God, we
take off the strong man, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we break every chain, Lord God, anything trying to tie us back and pull us back, Lord God. Lord God, that we will be free today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness and your glory, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the grace to be here today, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We thank you for the blessings that we receive daily, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we cry out for your attention today, Lord God, asking you to deliver us, Lord God, from any oppression, Lord God, anything trying to hold us back, Lord God, anything trying to keep us tied down, Lord God. Lord God, you said we have freedom, Lord God, in Christ, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray against anything, Lord God, trying to oppress us, oh Lord. My Father, Lord God, rescue us today, Lord God. Rescue us, Lord God, from every stubborn situation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that there be a divine intervention, Lord God, on our life, Lord God, for our situation, Heavenly Father. Lord God, divinely intervene, Lord God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will remove every stubborn situation out of our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Well, rise, O Lord, and fight for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for just allowing us into your presence, O Lord. Lord God, deliver us today from the consequences of a faulty foundation, Lord God. Lord God, anything that was in our past, Lord God. Lord God, anything, Lord God, that was in our life, Lord God, from a child, Lord God. Anything that was in our foundation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now today, Lord God, that you will remove, Lord God, anything that was in our foundation, Lord God, is not right, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, that was deep down, Lord God, rooted in us, Lord God, even since we was a child, Lord God. Something that we might have been taught, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, deliver us all day, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord God. Deliver us by your power, Lord God. Set us free, O Lord. O Lord, my Father, Lord God. Lord God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, Lord God. You can fix everything, Lord God. Anything that the enemy has tried to destroy in our life, Lord God. Anything that the enemy has tried to cause and afflict on us, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you affect, that you will destroy, Lord God, that you will destroy the enemy today, Lord God. Anything that's trying to affect my kids, Lord God, the success of my family, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now that you fix it today, Lord God. Lord God, we take over our deliverance, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, we ask for deliverance today, Lord God, over every situation, Lord God. Everything that's affecting our kids, our family, Lord God. Lord God, any type of drug use, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that's in our families, Lord God. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask for deliverance from those, Lord God, that may be having a problem with alcohol, Lord God, or having a problem with drugs, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for their deliverance today, oh Lord. Lord God, we don't want to be the same, Lord God. Lord God, anything in our foundation, Lord God, that's causing us struggle, Lord God. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch it and fix it today, Lord God. Anything that's been causing us to struggle, Lord God, we know, Lord God, it's not of you, Lord God. You said we will be free, Lord God. We will be new creatures, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So anything that's causing us to struggle, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you today, Lord God, to remove it, Lord God, to tear it down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to have peace, Lord God. You said we will have peace, Lord God, beyond our understanding, Lord God. So we pray for peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just fix it, Lord God. You will touch it today, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, and we worship you, Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord God. Lord God, because we know there's none like you, Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you are caring, Lord God. You are caring about our situation, Lord God. Lord God, you want the best for us, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we just pray today, Lord God. We cry out to you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We cry out to you for direction, Lord God. We cry out to you, Heavenly Father, for peace, Lord God. We cry out to you, Lord God, for mercy, Lord God, upon our life, Lord God. And we know that you are hearing us, Lord God. You said when two or three are gathered, you will be in the midst, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that our prayers be intentional, Lord God. That, Lord God, that our prayers be effective, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray right now today, Lord God, that our prayers reach heaven, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you will hear our cries, Heavenly Father, just like you heard the cries of the people, Lord God, in Egypt, Lord God, when they was trying to be free, Lord God. You said you heard their cry, Lord God. So we ask you today, Lord God, to hear our cry, oh Lord. Hear our cry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I cry for deliverance, Lord God. I cry for peace, Lord God. I cry, Lord God, for, Lord God, fixing our foundation, Lord God. Give us a new structure, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to build, Lord God, how you want us to build, Lord God. Help us to do as you want us to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now for the strength, Lord God, the strength to keep going, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, that you be the lamp of our footsteps, Lord God, guiding us, Lord God, helping us to make right decisions, Lord God, giving us wisdom, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be wise in every decision, Lord God, that we have to make, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the grace, Lord God, of wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we won't be the same after today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we got this time on this prayer line, Lord God, to come and, Lord God, and come, Lord God, to corporately pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, before we do anything, Lord God, we want to come to you, Lord God. And Lord God, so we thank you for this prayer line that we can come to every day, Lord God. And Lord God, to glorify you, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. No matter where if it's formed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know it won't prosper, Jesus, Lord God, over our life, Lord God. It won't prosper in our children's life, Lord God. It won't prosper in none of our family life, Lord God. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the word, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you for the blood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We give you all the glory and praise, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to not be the same, Lord God, after today, Lord God, after these prayers, Lord God. Hey, give us a new direction and a new mindset, Lord God. Lord God, give us a new heart, Lord God. Lord God, if anybody's holding any grudges, Lord God, or any type of hurt, Lord God, from any situation, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you remove it today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, right now, Lord God. So, Lord God, because we don't want to be the same after today, Lord God. After today on this prayer line, Lord God, we want to be different, Lord God. We want to look at things differently, Lord God. We want to look at things through our spiritual eyes, Lord God, and not carnally, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I ask you today to cleanse us, Lord God. Give us a cleansing, Lord God. Cleanse our minds, Lord God. Cleanse our spirit, Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for this time, Lord God. I thank you for this day, Father God, that, Lord God, that we can go forth and be great, Lord God. We can be great in Christ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just caring for us, Lord God. We thank you for loving us, Lord God, that you actually gave us another day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We all the glory, and we just give you all the praise this morning, Lord God, for you are worthy, and you are good, Lord God, and you are righteous, Heavenly Father. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you all the praise and glory, Lord God. So I just thank each and every person for being here today on the prayer line. Today is April the 20th, 2020. And we just want to thank God for allowing us to be here, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. So we're going to get the names of everybody that's here on the prayer line today. If you want to give your name, you can go ahead and give your name right now.
The glad morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Chris, for the word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we needed that. And we just give God all the glory and the honor and the praise and just thankful today for everything that the Lord has done for our families, for our sisters and brothers in Christ. Hallelujah. Around the world, for marriages, for children. Hallelujah. For healing. Hallelujah. Thank God. In all things, we're going to give him thanks today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Darlene B. Continue the prayer this morning and glad that everybody's here to be. I love you all. Praise God.
Good morning, everybody. Scholastic is here listening in agreement. Thank you.
Good morning.
Pastor Austin, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Samiri here. And I'll be listening.
Yes, ma'am.
So I guess we got the names of everybody that's here on the prayer line this morning. So what we're going to do right now, we're just going to come together and give God thanks. Give God thanks for today. Give God thanks for everything he's doing. We're going to start thanking him in advance for everything that he's doing today, every door that he's opening, everything that he's just giving us and just enlightening us with. We just thank God for today. We thank God for what he's doing in our family life. And we're just going to go ahead and give him the praise for everything that we've been praying for, everything that we've been waiting for. We just thank God today for long suffering, because we know that the road wasn't going to be easy. He said the long suffering. So we thank God today for everything that he's going to do. And so we're just going to come together and praise him, because we know that he's going to do everything that he said that he's going to do. And so we just thank God for just that word. We just thank God for that. So we're just going to come together and just give God all the glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father, yes. Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. For, Lord God, we can endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. No matter what happened on yesterday, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, because we know that you're the God that can turn things around, Lord God. In the midnight hour, Lord God, will turn every situation around, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we will keep going, Lord God, no matter what it looks like, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for, Lord God, keeping us strong, Lord God. Keeping our faith, Lord God, going, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping our faith, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Renewing our minds, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Giving us the strength to keep going, Lord God. To keep pressing towards the mark, Lord God. Lord God, we were going to keep pressing and keep going, Lord God. Thank you for the strength, Heavenly Father.
In the name of
Jesus,
Lord
God. Thank you for the strength, Lord God.
Lord God,
open our minds, increase our mindsets, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Jesus,
Lord God. Lord God, we will not be weary, Lord God. We will not faint, Heavenly Father, Lord God, but we're going to keep going, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, get our sight, but our trust you, Lord. We trust you, Jesus, Lord God. No matter the circumstance or the situation, Lord God, we trust you, Jesus, Lord God. We trust you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We pray right now today, Lord God, that you give us what we need, Lord God, on this journey, Lord God, of life, Lord God. Give us what we need, Lord God, and keep going, Jesus, Lord God. Keep pressing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We got faith in you, Lord God. We have faith in you, Jesus, Lord God. You will fulfill every promise, Lord God. If you will fulfill every promise, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You haven't forgotten about us, oh Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father, Lord God.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. For today is a new day, Lord God. We will worship you, Lord God. We will worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
And we praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the demonstration of your power. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, God. Realizing, oh Lord God, that there's none greater, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
And the praise in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, God. God, we honor you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. We call on your name, oh Lord God. We thank you for the strength today, oh Lord God. You are our strength, oh Lord God. Strength like no other, Lord God. In the name of Jesus,
thank you,
oh Lord God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our family's life, Lord God. We thank you for salvation, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for salvation, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for making us different, Lord God. Thank you for making us different, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
We pray for strength, Lord God. Lord God, give us the strength when we are weak, Lord God. Love us when we feel forsaken, Lord God. Lord God, give us the courage, Lord God, when we are afraid, Lord God. Give us the wisdom when we feel foolish, Lord God. Comfort us when we feel alone, Lord God. Hope when we feel rejected, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that may feel rejected, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God. We pray for them, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, the ones finding themselves in difficult situations, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for them right now, the ability, Lord God, to have the ability to deal with things, Lord God. Lord God, we give us the coping skills that we need, Lord God, especially when the world seems like it's going around, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, not to feel overwhelmed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, even when things seem difficult, Lord God, we're going to thank you, Lord. We're going to thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus,
Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name, Heavenly Father. Glory to your name, Jesus, Lord God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for your divine healing, Lord God. Your divine presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to divinely guide us today, Lord God, where we need to be, Lord God. Lord God, let us, Lord God, let your spirit guide us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Drive away all forms of sickness, Lord God, and disease, Lord God. Restore strength to our body, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And joy, Lord God. And renewed health, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, drive all sickness away, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we reach forward today and touch the hem of your garment, Lord God. And Lord God, receive our healing, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Give us the faith, Lord God, to walk in freedom and victory in Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, gracious God, Lord God. God. For you are the source of life, Lord God. You are the source of help, Lord God. Lord God, comfort us, Lord God. Relieve us, Lord God. Give us the power, Lord God, of healing, Lord God. Those who need it, Lord God. Lord God, those that may be weak, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you give us strength and confidence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Gracious God, gracious God, gracious God. Lord God, breathe into me, Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be holy, Lord God. That my spirit may work too, Lord God. Lord God, draw our heart, oh Lord, Lord God. Lord God, strengthen us, oh Lord. Defend us, Lord God. Guard us, Lord God. In the Holy Spirit always, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Your strength in your name, oh Lord God. Strength like no other, Lord God. We bless your name, God.
So I just want to thank everybody for the prayers. I want to thank everybody for just coming together and corporately just thank you, God, and worship God this morning, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, gracious God, Lord God, that you are the source of life and health and comfort, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, today, Lord God, for being just our helper, Lord God, our comforter, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just healing, Lord God, healing of the mind, Lord God, and spirit, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for no matter what situation looks like, Lord God, that, Lord God, we know that you have given us the strength, Lord God, to endure, the strength to keep going. And so we just thank you today. God is so good that no matter what situation that we're going through, he will give us the strength and the peace and just to keep going and enduring. And we just thank God today for healing. For those who need healing, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we just receive healing, Lord God, that we touch the hem of your garment today, Lord God. We touch the hem of your garment today, Lord God, and receive the healing, Lord God. We receive the faith, Lord God, to walk in freedom and the victory of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So I just thank God just for this day. I just thank God for the knowledge of Christ this morning. On this day, Lord God, I just thank you for just revealing yourself to us, Lord God. That, Lord God, that we know, Lord God, no matter what it looks like, Lord God, that we're just going to keep going in Christ, Lord God, because you have given us a promise, a deliverance, Lord God, and we just know that you are not man that you should lie to everything that you said that you're going to fulfill. So we just thank you today, Lord God, for fulfilling every promise, Lord God. That you are driving all forms of sickness and disease away, Lord God, and restoring the strength in our bodies and renewing our health, Lord God. We bless you forevermore for that, Jesus. And we just thank you today. And we just, if anybody has a prayer request or a praise report, or God has done something phenomenal in your life and you want to tell us about it, you can go ahead and give that right now.
Good morning. This is Gladys. I thank God on last night. God has showed himself faithful in his promises, in the prayers that I prayed and asked him for, the family coming together in unity. You know, my grandson and stuff, we left, like we have left harder than we ever have, and we were just close. And God just was, hallelujah, giving us unity right now in the family, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I see how God is working in each and every one of our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank God, hallelujah, that when my daughter came and told us that she was quitting that job because that job was causing her all kind of problems and stuff, and she realized that she's going to stop and start trusting God, she spoke these words out of her mouth, and I was just waiting on God to really just do what he did. And on last night, she spoke it in the name of Jesus. She's gonna stop that job because she's already had a job for 22 and a half plus years. That's the job at home, and so she wanted to do something for extra income, but her body starts showing signs of really, you know,
wear and tear to be a young lady. She is feeling like she said she's almost about 70 and stuff for the things that were going on with her with this body and stuff. And that job really wasn't for her, that she's going to start trusting God to meet her needs instead of trying to go ahead of him and doing her own thing. So I thank God that she's finally coming to the realization, and that she listened to the Holy Spirit as it was talking to her. And so on last night when she got up, she said that she told him that she would not be coming back and that she's going to stay home and do what she's supposed to do as a wife, as a mother, as for the family and stuff, to help bring the family back into unity of God's word. So I just thank God for that, hallelujah, because she's a child of God, a born-again believer, and the stuff like that, and that she's strategically getting lined up with the word, and we all are, so we can come together and pray as a family together, and not separately, but together. So I thank God for that, and I don't want to take up any more time in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I just I need to request prayer for my daughter. As you know, God has blessed her with a job. She'll be teaching Spanish next semester at one of the charter schools here, Drew Charter School. So now I just want to solicit prayer that God will fix things in her home. There's some situations there that are not the best that they can be because there's conflict. So I just pray for her and her husband that they will get things together. God will bring about peace in this home. So I'm soliciting prayer for Jamila and Ben. And I want to also for Brother Thomas. Brother Thomas wants us to pray concerning his son and his mother. Not sure what their situations are, but just to pray for Brother Thomas's son and mother.
Amen.
Continue.
Go ahead, Tom.
We'll thank God for life, health, and strength this morning. How he's blessing. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Marie, Alice Marie. And I just want to thank God. I did move in the apartment on yesterday, so I just want to thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
And, yes. I've been waiting a long time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. To God, thank you, Lord, today. My sister Marie, God, and just bless her in her new home.
Yes, God. I've got a little city.
Yes, God,
let
it be comfortable there.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We are happy along with you, sister.
For holy, right,
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord God. Bless the walls, oh Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord God. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
And I just want to thank him for the price that the movers charged me, because it could have been a lot more. So I just thank God for that, for making opening that door for that price. Yes.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for showing yourself strong, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God.
Could someone silence the background noise, please?
I said I would have told him that.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Okay.
Yes,
bless
you. Yes, ma'am.
I have one more thing, Sister Gladys, that also praying for marriages, my daughter and her husband's marriage, because there is some conflict there and of what's going on inside the house. So pray this prayer for my daughter and her husband's marriage too. Amen.
Amen. Certainly could pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, if we don't have any other questions, let us all just come on in and begin to take some questions.
Amen.
If you have anything else, then praise the Lord.
God, we pray for Mr. Bennett, Lord, the Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for marriages, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you said that we've got people married, oh Lord God, but you go back to the sea, oh Lord God, and review things, oh Lord God, to review their vows, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, God, we pray for a fresh commitment to one another, oh Lord God.
Hallelujah. Amongst each other and come to an amicable agreement right now, God, in the situation that I am in, Father. Holy Spirit, only you know the things that they're going through. You know everything on how the marriage and the people's lives and the health. Lord, and I ask the same with you to have mercy upon them, Father. Give them wisdom, praise God, for the areas that they like, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, knowing that they shall decrease the blood, God.
Oh, God, give us a sound mind today. God,
in the name of you, that Lord, that you will make all things right. If they surrender to your will right now, God, and Lord, that you have the first and the final say in their lives right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. So that, hallelujah, that they come together, the bond, hallelujah, will not be easily broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Father.
Thank you that we decrease in you. Thank you. In our life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for lifting the veil from off of the eyes so we can see. Hallelujah. Thank you for spirit of discernment, Lord. Thank you for increasing our faith. Thank you, God, for giving us whatever we need today to carry out your plans and official kingdom business today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Praise
thank you,
God. Well, we thank the Lord this morning for these prayers. Thank you, Sister Chris, for leading us today. This has been an awesome morning to be alive, and I just wanted to share a few words of encouragement to us concerning our finances, because the Lord God Almighty, he blesses us. In fact, he tells us that he's the one who gives us power to get wealth. But at the same time, we as a society have been duped into believing that we have to be in debt, and we really don't. I know that for a fact. Here in the book of Proverbs, I just want to read this. It says, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 7. It says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. So as long as you owe somebody, you belong to that person. You're that servant. So everything that we owe, if you owe anything, you can ask the Lord to help you to get to the place where you don't owe anything. I just methodically over time, when I was living in Georgia the first time, I began to get rid of my debt. I was just focused on that, and I took a spreadsheet, and I'm just going to give you some little tidbits that you can do. Took a spreadsheet. I listed everything that I owe to anybody. And what I started doing was paying off the smallest one, the one that had the lowest balance. I paid that off. Then the next bill that I started paying off was the one with the next lowest, and I kept going. And each time I would take the money I was paying for the first bill and pay extra towards the second bill. And eventually I was able to get rid of all my debt. So, I mean, the word tells us that we should be, you know, free from debt. You know, it's just even to look at the ant. And really, you can't save much if you're not out of debt. So that was part of my process. I took some of the things I was trying to save and used that to pay the debt off. So I'm just encouraging everyone to, you know, receive the word of God that you don't want to be a slave. You don't want to be a servant to the person who you owe. And then when you think about money that you owe to somebody, like if you have a mortgage, you have a car payment, you have a credit card or whatever it is that you have, you are paying interest. The interest that you're paying can be sometimes more than the principal on some of these loans. So just think about what you're doing. If you need some help and you need to get some direction, you can call me and I can help you to set up a plan to get rid of your debt. It's not going to cost you anything but some time. I'm not charging. I don't charge people for that. There are people who have businesses that help folks to do what I'm telling you. But God can help you if you have a desire. He wants us to be free of debt, because when you're free of debt, you have more money to pay towards the kingdom or who needs some help. You know, when somebody needs help, you'll be able to share what God has blessed you with. And so, you know, God would love us to all be out of debt. Everything. There are some people who feel like you got to have a mortgage. You really don't. So you can get rid of your mortgage too. Everything that God has blessed you with, God can bless you to be out of debt concerning that. So I just wanted to encourage everyone to think about that. I mean, I've done some extensive teaching on this. I've taught some churches and their congregation. I remember one, I was out in Seattle, and I had gone to this one church one year, and then the next year they asked me to come back. And there were some testimonies of some people who had listened to what I had shared, and they had gotten out of debt. Some lady was telling me that she was spending about $40 a week on coffee, because coffee is a major commodity out there. People drink a lot of coffee out there in Seattle because there's, so that's the name of the company, but they're all over this nation, but they are based, I think, in Seattle. And so she said she was spending that much money, so she took that money and start paying it towards her car. So she was able to pay her car off. And so, you know, when you think about what you're doing, the frivolous things that we use our money for. In fact, when I was going to New Covenant Christian Ministry, Dr. D, the pastor's wife, she showed us how in a week you write down everything that you spend, just every dime that you spend, and you see where your money is going. And a lot of things that we're buying is just frivolous. Potato chips, chewing gum, bubble gum, whatever, just going out to eat, and you really can save money by paying, buying food and cooking your own meals. And I like to cook at home because I know my meals are going to be delicious. So anyway, I just wanted to share that, you know, we can get out of debt. Every one of us can be free of debt. So once again, I'm inviting you to call me or let me know that you want me to help you with a plan. You know, we go to some of these places, you spill everything out to these people when you're trying to get a loan, and you're afraid to share with somebody who can really help you to get out of debt. So, you know, I'm just offering that once again, and I pray that each and every one will listen to what I've shared this morning and take it to heart and do something about it. We don't want to be a slave to anybody. We don't want to be slave to the lender, and that's what we're doing when we are in debt. So, Lord, we just thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for just what you have shared this morning through Sister Chris and her prayer and all the prayers that have gone up and even this word in the book of Proverbs. I pray, God, today that we will take this word and live it, oh God. Live for you, God, and get out of our entanglement with these lenders in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We praise you, God. We say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. So this morning I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I do decree, as I try to do every day, decree for every brother and sister in Christ, that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father, today that your angels are protecting us as we go from one destination to the next in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your ministering angels, those who speak to us, those who lead us and guide us and give us messages, oh God. We thank you for your angels that you have placed around us, oh Father. I decree today that we are sanctified, set apart, made whole by faith in God. I decree that we have been given the power to get wealth, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed in the name of Jesus. I decree that we continue to resist the devil, and he will flee from us in the name of Jesus. I decree this day because Jesus himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. I decree that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The enemy cannot find us, nor can he touch us with any sickness or pestilence in the name of Jesus. I decree that we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He protects us from every evil and wicked plan of the enemy. I decree that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed, and the floodgates of heaven are opened over our lives. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives, and we are victorious through Jesus Christ. I decree this morning the devil is under our feet, and every financial mountain is removed from our lives as we follow the word of God. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings belong to us in Jesus' name. So this morning, let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength. And he will make our feet like hinds feet, and he will help us to walk upon those high places. So we thank God today that we are blessed and we are a blessing to others. So this morning I decree that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving your family. Thank you for loving those who are hard to love. And even on our jobs, we will continue to share the love of God and tell others about Jesus and his love, that they too can come and be a part of this holy nation, a royal priesthood, in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I love you. Have a wonderful day. Come back tomorrow and see what we have for the Lord and see what God has for us. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart If you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.